So, retrospectors, what historical events are we ticking off on this week's run of Today in History?
Well, Tuesday is the anniversary of the first Tarzan movie to hit the silver screen.
Then on Wednesday, we tell the story of how Gottlieb Daimler inadvertently invented the motorbike.
On Thursday, we explain how MSG got demonized in the 1960s.
And on Friday, we revisit a legendary battle on a frozen Russian lake.
We discuss this and more on Today in History with the retrospectors. 10 minutes each weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Media Podcast. I'm Ollie Mann. On today's show, we're recording live at the first ever British Podcast Awards, which took place on Saturday in King's Cross. The industry is just 13 years old, and America has taken an early lead in this fledgling market with shows like Serial and S-Town and million-dollar budgets on some shows for Gimlet Media. But tonight, the British industry assembles in the same room. We'll hear from people staking their businesses on podcasts. We'll also hear from the winners themselves about the secrets of their success and what needs to be done to create a viable long-term business for creatives. It's all to come on today's Media Podcast. Now, I'm actually presenting the awards tonight, so I'm going to nip off and do that now. I'll leave you in the very capable hands of guest host Rhianna Dillon and producer Peter Price.
So I'm in the foyer of the Platform Theatre at King's Cross, and I'm pleased to welcome two experts of the podcasting industry who are here this evening at the inaugural British Podcast Awards. Ruth Fitzsimons, Senior Vice President of International Operations at Audio Boom, and Jason Phipps, who's Head of Audio at The Guardian. Welcome to you both. Ruth, what does this mean for the industry to have these awards?
This is absolutely a fantastic event. Like, in all honesty, it is about time that we had an award ceremony just dedicated towards podcast. You know, it is a thriving medium. It's growing massively. There's lots of creativity in the industry. And it because it is a different medium, it does need to be judged in different terms, really, from just radio. You know, radio is a fantastic medium in and of itself. But podcasting is a bit different. It's consumed differently. You know, you can get a lot more niche in the way that you talk about things. You can also create narrative arcs that really do bring people on journeys. And you don't have to worry about, you know, making sure they tune in each week. They are listening each week because they're downloading and subscribing and really getting engaged. So it's really an honour to kind of be here today. I think everyone's very excited.
Yeah, I think I feel emotional about it. I was just saying to Ruth that I think it's a pivotal moment. I think we'll look back in a decade at this time and say, I think how simple it was and how broke we were. But hopefully we're saying that from a very affluent position. But I think it's creatively a sort of a pivotal point. I think it's obviously a pivotal point for the business. The Americans are coming. I suppose Panoply is already here. I imagine over the next couple of years, some of the Americans will have podcasts in this because they'll be British-made podcasts for the big American networks. And I think Ruth is exactly right, which is it's not radio. It's full of radio people sometimes, and there's lots of great radio shows that make great podcasts, but podcasts have definably something different about them.
So can you define that difference?
I mean, essentially, it's for a headphone generation. It's basically they're an uber-intimate medium. There's conversations that you can have via the headphones, via that sort of very intense intimacy that you can't have on the radio in the kitchen. Also, those big arcs. Ruth is exactly right. Those big narrative arcs. Radio finds them very hard to do, and podcasts find them not easy to do, but they're kind of, it's a flexible enough kind of medium that you can do that. And also it just allows independent voices. Like, the range of people here it does not look like a radio awards. Yeah, I can tell you that. I've been to enough of them over the years. This is full of young people, gender balanced, and those independent voices have an access in podcasting that they wouldn't have had in the radio industry.
I think that's partially because the way podcasting starts is a little bit different. You know, podcasting is all about the individual's voice. You know, that's kind of one of the key differences. You know, audiences tend to have a relationship with their podcast host, and that's a very intimate relationship. But partially because you can just set it up yourself and kind of come to a platform like Audioboom or some of the other platforms that are out there and immediately start broadcasting, essentially putting it up on iTunes, putting it up on Deezer, putting it up on Stitcher or TuneIn, a whole plethora on Spotify, means that you don't have to wait for a tap on the shoulder from a commissioning editor. That is extraordinary because a huge amount of those commissioning editors are quite rightly serving their audiences. That's what they're paid to do. However, there's lots of people who don't get represented as part of that. So it just allows for alternative voices, and it also allows for people to be really creative because they're not looking at the clock. They're not thinking, is this going to fit in 60 seconds? They're thinking to themselves, no, this episode might be 20 minutes long. The next episode might be an hour long because it merits it. And, you know, you can bring audiences on that journey with you. So, yeah, it's that's why this is just so exciting, I think, today, to kind of see all these people come and actually be recognised.
So, Jason, you said earlier that the Americans are coming. Would it be true that, the first 13 years of podcasting since The Guardian itself coined the term was perhaps dominated by American podcasts? So why has it taken until now for British podcasts to come up to the same level?
Well, I mean, I just think there's no business model for podcasting until the last couple of years here in the UK. It's taken a long while for those kind of, you know, agencies and brands and the advertising industry generally to understand that it's a very different proposition. There's always been this confusion, like, oh, you know, we don't rank very highly in a kind of radar sense, but incrementally people have understood that the kind of engagement levels and also the kind of super niche. I mean, in a way, what's more powerful than a big radar figure, I think, is actually going to a brand or an agency and saying, oh, you know, the 200,000 people that will buy your product, that will sustain you, they listen to our podcast. So there's a lot of that, just market research, understanding. Audioboom are doing incredible work as advocates. Acast doing incredible work as advocates. That's really what's changed. And just the size of the market, so it's an obvious thing, isn't it? Like, the American market is just like so humongous. I mean, to be honest with you, we're just saying, like, a lot of our audiences here in the UK are in the US. You know, some of our podcasts, it's way over 50% of our audience in The Guardian are actually in the US. So, you know, there's growth for us both here, and there's growth opportunities for us to take some of the, you know, take some of that growing market in the US.
Absolutely. Like, you know, that thing of the Americans are coming. Well, also, it's interesting because we're a global platform. You know, we have offices here in London, New York, Melbourne and Mumbai. And what we're seeing is that those audiences are listening all over the globe to some of these massive podcasts. And the engagement rate, just to pick up on that, that is the key difference, I think, and that will bring long-term revenues for podcasting. So engagement rates are really high. We did a recent survey and we found that nearly 40% of people have both tried or researched something that is recommended in a podcast. Now, you go in and talk to advertisers and, you know, we go into big companies. We go into kind of like, you know, somewhere like you know, Publicis Media, or we go into WPP or one of those, and they're saying to us, we think podcasting is one of the most underused mediums. That is incredible, because you have an engagement rate and a relationship with the podcast host. So I think that will continue to grow. The more money and advertising that comes in, the more is able to sustain this industry. People can get more creative, people can do things that are bigger. And then, of course, then there's better content for people to listen to. So it's self-fulfilling.
It's also a reason why it's kind of sustained itself and it's still here after 13 years, after the kind of bubble, deflation bubble, is that podcasting in the UK is definitely like the R&D department of the radio industry. It's been a way to test and grow. And I've watched the BBC sort of, not quite ape things, but like definitely learn in a way that internally would have been problematic for them, but they've used podcasting, the success of podcasting, as a means to kind of really learn about younger audiences that a lot of the BBC have kind of not given up on, but let's just say visualizing radio is kind of giving up on it. And podcasting is, like I said, it's been the sort of like unpaid freebie R&D departments of public service broadcasting, and that's been its value as well.
Now, these awards are the very first of their kind in Britain, and we've got some incredible talent in the room. Scroobius Pip is here. Yeah. Scroobius has two shows up for awards tonight. The BBC are here. As purveyors of podcasts, although you'd never know it from their news online stories, can podcasts turn a profit? Is podcasting the mini disc of today? And about a billion articles promoting S-Town. It may be less than a billion, but this is the podcast world. Stats aren't really our thing.
And the winner of the Audio Boom Best Podcast Award is... pause for dramatic effect. Fathers and Sons by Radio Wolfgang with Mr. Porter.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much.
I mean, what an amazing award. You've basically just been deemed the best of the best in podcasts.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
This is unbelievable. You know when you go to you see the Oscars and like, you know, people are just kind of saying, oh, I never really expected this award. It's like, I didn't even know this award existed. Like, you know, but this is incredible. I, you know, honestly, but like the people that are involved in it, Harry Watson, who is the executive producer, isn't here. And Ivor and Taz here, they're like actually incredible. They're the best. Obviously, they're clearly the best of the best.
Lena, who also couldn't make it tonight, shout out to her. And also, I want to shout out to our contributors because they shared really intimate parts of their lives with us.
We did it in with Mr. Porter, and it was a look at modern masculinity through the eyes of fathers and sons.
Yeah, we talked to like a barbershop, a piano tuner, a father and son experiencing cancer, transgenderism.
And a father who wants to try out Tinder, well, online dating for the first time, with the help of his grown-up son.
We found some of them through people we knew. We found some of them through charities as well, you know, just looking for the people that wanted to tell their story, really. So it's all those kind of avenues, mainly through people we knew, just actually meeting people.
That piano tuner actually tuned a couple of my friends' pianos, and he turns up to all his jobs in a Raspberry Beret, which isn't actually a tribute to Prince. It's actually to be able to be spotted. Great story, that. That didn't make it to the cut, but that's some exclusive content.
Yeah, I mean, we have to thank Mr. Porter for helping us make this podcast. That's the key thing. And they came to us with this incredible brief, which was, you know, we don't necessarily want to promote our brand or our clothes or anything like that. We just want to kind of like, you know, we want to create a podcast which is, you know, about modern masculinity through this lens of father and son. So it's really incredible for them, actually, ultimately. So thank you to them.
I think it's giving them the space and time to say what they want to say. You know, for example, on the change, we spent a long time sitting with them, talking to them, letting them tell us what they wanted to tell us. So and then we take it away and make something of that. There's no restrictions on that part. So I think that's why we did it.
And it clearly works.
And actually also a big shout out to my cousin Dom, who did the first episode, the captain, for sharing it with us, because it was a weird, like, going to a family thing and talking to him about some really heavy stuff. Him and his son really opened up, and it was really beautiful. Learned so much about them that I didn't know.
What advice would you give to those people who are starting out trying to make a podcast?
For me, I kind of came into this whole thing without any sort of podcast experience. I think for me it's just like, get out there and do it. If you hear a great story, just, you know, like, sit down with someone, ask some questions, just be curious and have fun with it. That's my catchphrase, by the way. Copyright trademark, don't.
The winner of the Listener's Choice Award 2017 is Kermurden Mayo's Film Podcast.
I'm Robin Bullock, I'm the editor of the show.
I'm Emily Cook, I am the guest booker.
I'm Jamie Rowland, I'm the video producer.
None of us are Simon Mayo or Mark Carroll. We're sorry about that.
That's okay.
We're just some producers.
But amazing producers, right? I mean, you...
Not really, no.
Attractive as well.
So for those, I mean, I'm sure there aren't that many people at home who haven't heard of this podcast, but for those who haven't, what is this about?
Well, there's a debate about what this is about, really. It's kind of about film reviews, and it's kind of about interviewing A-list stars, but it's also kind of about two men bickering. About, you know,
two male egos
of stuff.
Against each other.
It's a little bit about obscure music you've never heard of.
Uh-huh.
It's hugely about the audience, though, which is why we're so excited about this, because the audience is contribution to our show and our podcast is massive. You know, the reviews that they send in, the stories they tell us, the stuff they tell us about their lives, you know, and every funny joke and every running gag on the podcast comes from the audience. So, you know, it's their show, the Wittertainees, and that's why we're so chuffed about this, because this award kind of comes from them and goes back to them.
Do you think this podcast has kind of almost helped to launch the popularity of podcasts? Well, because you think of podcasts, you think of this.
Yeah, well, that's nice to know. And we are a radio show and also a podcast, but what we've always done is decided to make the podcast just a bit different and the podcast have a bit extra in it. Mark and Simon always feel a bit more relaxed and free and easy in the podcast, even though the rules are actually all the same, but they don't think so. And so we kind of go off piste a bit. They can ramble. They're not worried about timings and hitting junctions and all that stuff. I mean, we've been around a long time. We were one of the earliest podcasts. So I suppose from that point of view, yeah.
And can you see this format changing anytime soon, or do you think actually this is a sort of golden...
God, no, people like it. We're not going to change anything. Nothing at all. No, I mean, we occasionally add things and different ideas and things change, and I think the kind of evolution of the show is actually the stuff that, again, that comes from the audience. You know, the topics, the subjects, the jokes, the gags that go on, and then we kind of move on to something else. We're not planning any big changes, but you know, you never know.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations again, and enjoy your evening. And yeah, have a lovely night.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
So it's my great pleasure and pride to give the Gold Award to Melanin Millennials from the Shout Out Network.
So Melanin Millennials is a unapologetically black but also person of colour social commentary on what's happening in our world as millennials, as people of colour, as women of colour, as black women specifically, as me and my co-hosts are both black women. And so we actually kind of dissect a lot of like feminism, politics, mental health, sex, relationships, everything that you can think of that affects the millennial mind, we're covering it from like our unique perspective.
I feel like I don't really need to ask this, but what did inspire you to start this podcast?
Well, there was literally nothing out there. I remember, like, I've done this talk before, but I did a talk about, you know, starting the Shout Out Network, which is what our show's about. And I'm the CEO of the Shout Out Network. So when I started it, when we both started it, we were looking for shows that would kind of tell the Black British perspective from a unique perspective that's not like grime or street culture or road culture. And we were just like, okay, how can we do this? And me and Satya got to talking and we just started the show. It's like, okay, we're going to be black women. We're two black women, and we come from... She's from Portugal, originally. Okay. I'm from the UK, but I've lived in the Caribbean. We've both lived abroad, and we were just going to talk about, you know, the things that affect us as women. And as millennials, specifically, we can't afford shit. Sorry,
and also, people
know you're broadcasting.
Talk about millennials all the time, and you feel like you never actually hear from
actual millennials.
Yes.
So, yeah, we kind of just are very unapologetic about, like, we're our age and we can't afford anything, we can't do a lot, especially if you're a person of color, there's a lot of things against you. We're kind of like underemployed as people, and I think that's a very common story. So we kind of just talk about that, and we also are very kind of just honest, and we also engage our listeners in that conversation, so they're very much a part of the conversation and they can relate to it. And when they have opinions, and when they have like really strong opinions and strong views, we put it into the podcast and there it is.
Amazing.
And everyone can't stop that.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free.
That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a podcast that pulls no punches. The winner of Best Sport Podcast, yeah, there's a clue there, is Fight Disciples.
Obviously, tonight is Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko. We are the Fight Disciples. So literally 3 hours ago at the hotel, we flipped, well, we played rock, paper, scissors. Adam won. So Adam has gone to AJ Klitschko, the fight. Myself and Mike, who's the producer, we came to the award show. We're an independent show. We've been going 14 months, and we're just guys that love fight sports. We're super niche, and we know we're super niche, but we love it. We're passionate about it. And to come here tonight and to pick up the best sports show is just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Like, it's kind of a bit emotional for us, but now we've got to kind of find somewhere to watch the fight. Andy Joshua was fighting Vladimir Klitschko in like, oh my god,
45 minutes.
They're in the ring in like 50 minutes, so we've got to try and get to Wembley now. But this is amazing, this is incredible, and honestly, we've enjoyed it. We started a podcast because we love fight sports, the three of us. We're so passionate about it. Fight sports right now, boxing and UFC, mixed martial arts, has never been stronger in the UK. It's the best time right now since post-war Britain, basically. And we're just riding the crest of the wave. We've enjoyed every minute of it.
The winner of Best Current Affairs podcast is The Inquiry.
Well, The Inquiry is a weekly podcast which tries to answer a difficult question in the news through talking to four experts and getting to an actual answer, which in its own way is quite a subversive thing to do.
And, you know, how did you first get started with The Inquiry?
It was about 3 years ago now, I think. Mm-hmm. And
it's probably two, actually.
Oh, was it 2 years ago?
Oh,
and one of the things I think we were thinking about was that there, I don't think there's a single radio show which asks quite controversial questions and always gives you an answer at the end of it.
So why do you think it works specifically as a podcast then?
We created a very sort of rigid format, mm-hmm. which is editorially difficult but allows us to navigate these really complex subjects with total clarity. Our big mission is clarity. So there's ever a point at which somebody would be lost. So much of what we do is we say too much, too fast, it's too complicated. The Inquiry doesn't shy away from complex subjects, but it tries to provide real clarity through our format. And I think having the consistency of format is a strength for a podcast. You know, listeners know what they're going to get. They feel inside the club. They understand the rules. They understand the remit. Mm-hmm. And they know what they're going to get.
Ladies and gentlemen, your first podcasting champion is Adam Buxton.
If I was to give people out there a tip for connecting with the biggest number of people possible, it would be to find a good editor and a good producer. I'm sure there's a lot of them out there tonight, so why don't you steal one? I love you. Bye!
Okay, and the gold goes to a podcast that managed to show that behind every pointy-headed geek's rule, there is a real human being who bleeds the same as anybody else and has a wicked sense of humour. The winner is Scientist, Not the Science, by Stuart Higgins.
So I'm a scientist, that's my day job, and I interview other scientists about what it's like to be a scientist.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is not to talk about science, it's not a science communication show.
Okay.
But instead to look at all the kind of, basically to kind of show scientists in a more human light and show uh-huh. a bit more transparency.
Why do you think this works as a podcast?
I think it's fundamentally, it's not really about scientists, it's about a human story. It's about someone telling you about their life and why they did the motivations, and that's a compelling story to anybody, not really to do with science at all.
So laymans like myself could listen to it and completely understand everything you're talking about?
Anyone could listen to it, hopefully. That's the whole aim. That's the whole point, hopefully. I feel like a bit of an outsider here. I feel like this is something that's just a hobby, but actually it's a really wonderful chance to be part of something and be part of a community that's, yeah, it seems to be really growing and really, really going.
And how did you start when you first came up with this idea? What kind of pushed you to start a podcast about it?
Listening to other shows. So okay. I was really inspired by Comedians Comedian podcast. Mm-hmm. So I actually interviewed Stuart Goldsmith on the show in a kind of meta, it's all about, you know, is it really all the same comedian songs, all this kind of stuff. So that I thought, well, those are really interesting stories, and I could listen to comedians talking about it and recognise things in my own career. And I started wondering, well, actually, is there, if I talk to scientists, will I see the same patterns? Will there be the same things happening?
The winner of Best New Podcast is The Cinema
by Dave Corkery and Kathy Cullen.
Not expecting that.
I mean, I love the format of this podcast, but for those listening who got no idea, what is your podcast and what is it about?
It's just essentially us walking home from the cinema, which we were doing anyway. Uh-huh. And so we decided to just record ourselves.
It's the laziest podcast ever. we record ourselves walking to and from the cinema, and we act a bit silly, and we have guests on every now and then.
We go to the movies a lot, yeah. Although we have a baby on the way. If you know a babysitter, yeah. Please send them our way. We would like to continue doing this.
And this is really shocking, though. We weren't expecting...
We weren't expecting this, because we looked at all the other nominees in the category, and, you know, they all are really good.
Were you listening to them? Did you know who they were?
Yes. Yeah, we knew
very
them.
Much so.
And we just... Who are you fans of in the podcast world?
I mean Edith Bowman is a huge we love her. Influence. They say bedroom editing, you know. I'm literally just piecing this together as soon as we get home in like half an hour.
But that's literally that's what people love, isn't it, about podcasts? That's the reason for listening, right? To hear guys like you.
Yeah, I guess.
Apparently.
The Gold Award goes to Between the Ears for BBC Radio.
Matthew Dodd, and I'm from BBC Radio 3. I look after all the speech programmes there. So basically, Between the Ears is Radio 3's kind of adventure in sound. It's our platform for all sorts of audio programmes that tell human stories but might come from artists, might come from poets, musicians, all told in a format that has to be innovative, has to be something. Has to be really high quality, but is trying to do something different and something that you wouldn't find elsewhere. All sorts of people come to us. You know, on one hand, independent production companies, in-house BBC producers, or artists who've just got an idea, or poets sometimes come and say they want to do something in sound, writers who want to write something that wouldn't really work elsewhere. You know, all sorts. We try to have a kind of open door policy to be a platform for those people. Increasingly, I'm thinking about the podcast audience, because what it's clear is that something idiosyncratic, something quirky, something in a different way, that really gets a podcast audience. And so, no, increasingly we are thinking about that. And the other thing is that the podcast audience has a tolerance for something which is different and so on. They've got different expectations, and that really, really plays into the hands of a programme like Between the Ears.
That's it from this year's British Podcast Awards and from this week's Media Podcast. My thanks to Rhianna Dillon and Peter Price. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that every episode of this show is dedicated to a donor who helps keep us on air. And today is no exception. This episode is dedicated to Joe Pitts, an assistant distribution manager at the BBC. Joe, I don't know what that means, but thank you for your donation. If you're a new listener, don't forget to subscribe for your fortnightly dose of media analysis and comment. Join the thousands that get new episodes straight to their phones as soon as they're released. Just press subscribe on your podcast app of choice. I've been Ollie Mann, the producers Matt Hill and Peter Price. And just to be clear, the Media Podcast did not enter the British Podcast Awards. It was a conflict of interest. We would have swept the boards if we had. The Media Podcast is a PPM production. Until next time, bye-bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.